Home ownership can be both a blessing and a burden. For essayist Naomi Lewin, it's been more of a burden thanks to some uninvited guests.
I should have paid attention when my cat started staring intently at the shower, but it wasn't until days later that I finally heard the skittering of little paws over the bathroom ceiling and realized the source of her fixation. Squirrels, I thought hopefully. Raccoons, sneered the inner voice of experience. The summer before I bought this place, the house was empty and raccoons ruled. A next-door neighbor got tired of watching them use the downspout as their own private water slide and rented some Havahart traps. After rounding up the troops, he taught them all southern accents and released them across the river in Kentucky. Well, he's a better man than I am, Gunga Din. When raccoons are running rampant in Cincinnati, who you gonna call? Critter Gitters. That's what the truck reads, and that's how they answer the phone. Critter Gitters! According to Wayne, the cute blonde critter gitter who makes the initial house call, once you've had raccoons, you're going to have more raccoons, because they smell the previous raccoonification of your house and just move back on in. So, every morning before 10 o'clock, I have to call the critter gitters, to report on the status of the traps Wayne set up. Two on the back porch, one on the roof. The traps were installed on a Friday. Saturday morning, there was a big, fat occupant on the porch. It really broke my heart to turn him in, and he was darn cute. Not as cute as Wayne, though. I forced myself to concentrate on the hole in my roof. Sunday and Monday brought another pair of offenders. By the way, the critter gitter's bait of choice is a particularly revolting combination, sardines and marshmallows. The marshmallows really lit up the eyes of the little boys next door. For them, both raccoons and critter gitters have been an endless source of entertainment. But not for me. This little adventure costs $95 plus tax for Wayne's first visit, plus another $40 for every critter they get. Neighborhood cats not included, I hope. And as soon as the critter gitters have gotten all the critters they're gonna get, I gotta get a roofer to repair the damage. I've become quite the raccoon-ter, regaling friends and colleagues with updates. Even though I still have twinges about removing the animals from their habitat, I keep reminding myself that it's my habitat, too. The day the raccoons pay the mortgage, they get the run of the house.
Naomi Lewin is the host of Classics for Kids, distributed by member station WGUC in Cincinnati, Ohio.